my favorite things is a cool infographic. A good infographic will convey a lot of information, either a picture or a graph. And one of my favorite infographics out there is the Death and Taxes poster. And I have the creator from the Death and Taxes poster, Jess Bachman. Thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.
And tell us a little bit about this. What got you started on this project?
Well, the reason why I wanted to do this, I was doing some research into the government budgets, and there's really nothing in between the small pie graph that everyone puts out, including the government, and the 1,000-page long budget documentation. There's nothing in between, so I wanted to create something that everyday taxpayers could go find out where their taxes are going and the size of the budgets, because it's really hard to find out otherwise.
Now, this is a really deep poster. I mean, you can dig into just little sections of it, and just everyone that I've sent this the link to just spends hours looking at this. Mm-hmm. When you started it, did you ever think, wow, I'm way in a massive undertaking? Basically, you're turning the entire GAO into a poster.
Initially, I just wanted to do like a visual representation, but the more I got into it, the more I felt that it was important to get this information out, because there's lots of visualizations out there, and you know, you could look up, you know, African beet farming and stuff like this, but this is taxes. This is what people pay for. They're invested into it. So, you know, I really feel that people need to know it in order to be responsible citizens.
Definitely. This is a version that we've got running in Silverlight using Deep Zoom, which is, you know, my favorite way to poke around on it.
Sure.
And this is you know, we'll just kind of zoom in here, and you can see now all the circles on here are, represent how much of the budget they take.
Right, they're all proportional to each other and to the amount of funding they get.
So the average person can just look at this and they can see, well, first of all, you got to see the background here with the pile of money, which is
it's $10 trillion. It's the national debt. It won't fit on most calculators. It's an enormous sum.
And so that takes the biggest chunk of the pie. What did you create this in?
I did it entirely in Photoshop.
How many layers did the final file have?
There's probably close to maybe 800 layers or something like
that. Wow, 800 layers. And how long does it take you to put this together?
The research takes about a month, and then the laying out takes about a month, and then a couple weeks to sort of proof check it.
Now, how do you figure out how big the circles are going to be?
I take the dollar value, and I have a small script, and I just plug it in, and it just spits out the diameter, and that's
nice.
How I do it.
Very cool. And how do you figure out what programs are going to be listed on here? Because there must be just tons more programs than this.
Right. I mean, there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of programs. What I do is I try and pick out the programs with the most funding, usually over $200 million. And some stuff is just kind of boring and have a weird name like program funding, you know, agency. And that doesn't mean anything to anybody.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'll leave that out. But a lot of stuff that I find interesting that is less than that, I'll put in like the Army Kwajian Atoll, you know, like what's going on there? It's R&D. What are they doing there?
Yeah.
Who knows?
So do you look these up when you see them, or you just kind of keep a list?
I try and look them up to know what's going on there and stuff
and
like that.
And where do you look them up at?
I use Wikipedia or live.com, right? It usually picks up stuff from, you know, congressional meetings and stuff like that. A lot of this stuff isn't very search engine friendly, so you gotta work a little bit to get it.
Yeah, you must have like just a ton of documents, or it's probably all digital then, right?
Yeah, it's all digital, but I try and save it all on my computer. I mean, there's a lot of documents, and there's a lot of, well, you go to the government's website, and there's baseline information for easy access, and then it goes deeper for much more access, and there's a few sort of secret documents that are sort of my secret sources that have more information in as well.
And there is the intelligence community's black budget represented on here? Where's that at?
Sure, it's right over here.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's bring that up. And can you tell exactly how big that is just by weeding out everything else that they will tell you?
You can't really do that because the budget is too complex.
Yeah.
This information was actually leaked a few years ago. An employee actually let it slip that it was like $40 billion. And then some people did the math and, you know, increased it to $45 billion for 2009. But who knows, you know?
Yeah, of course. Very cool. So what was the most interesting thing that you gleaned from doing this?
One thing I think is interesting is the global war on terror, which is, you know, which is new and keeps getting bigger every year. I mean, it's an enormous $189 billion just to fund the extra stuff that the DoD can't cover over in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Wow.
You know,
very cool.
And here we have, different stuff in the procurement. We have Hummers, which is 10,000 of those.
And those are, I think, being phased out, too.
Right,
so,
yep, in favor of these mine-resistant vehicles, which are about $700,000 each.
Yeah. And so you were on Martha Stewart recently about this too. How was that?
That was interesting. It was a little odd because I was in between Cynthia Vargas, who was cooking some prosciutto in someone's garden.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I was like, what am I doing here? But
Very cool.
She seemed very receptive to it. Yeah, actually, before the show, the producer was like, Martha really wants to know how much the IRS is spending on audits. Can you call people? Can you find out? And I was like, I don't think that information is available. So they called the IRS 15 minutes before the show to try and get that information. And the IRS is like, we don't publish that.
So. Yeah, yeah, of course. So what do you do as your day job?
I have a new website, wallstats.com, where I have the poster for sale, but I'm going to do some more infographics as well.
Any idea what other types of infographics you want to do?
Yep, I have a few. I have one that's going to be a history of political families, you know, like the Kennedys, and be sprawled out in like a huge tree. Because genealogy, you know, data is just so boring the way they display it. It's just like, you know, lines and squares, and I want to do something a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, and a lot of politicians are related to others.
Yeah, especially
for whatever reason.
Especially back in the day when the pool was much smaller, you know, and someone's cousin or.
So where do people get the poster if they want to hang this on their wall?
Well, what you do, you just go to wallstats.com, have it available in this Silverlight Deep Zoom application as well. You can browse around, you can buy it, you can even get it framed, shipped. It's $24.95 plus shipping.
And it's right here down on the bottom of the poster.
Mm-hmm. Wallstats.com.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks.